The reality of climate change has been showing itself in rising sea levels, especially in the economically polarizing cities of San Francisco and Manila, Philippines. Somini Sengupta is the international climate reporter for the New York Times, and she traveled to both cities to take a look at the circumstances and decisions that they face. She joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So both cities know the climate is changing, the sea levels are rising. What are they doing differently to protect people?
Yeah, I mean, they're both really big cities, or rather sprawling metropolitan areas. They've got a lot of people on the coast and a lot of properties to protect on the coast. And they sort of represent many other cities around the world. There are like 600 million people worldwide who live really, really close to the ocean. They live within 10 meters of sea level. So the challenges that both these cities face are in some ways, you know, they embody the challenges that many, many other cities are going to face very soon.
So the cities face similar challenges, but Manila and the San Francisco Bay Area are very, very different. What are some of the ways in which each area is addressing these challenges?
So San Francisco and the cities around San Francisco, as you probably know, they're really doing a lot of things to kind of future-proof themselves. So San Francisco Airport, for example, which last year saw something like 57 million passengers coming through, the airport's got a seawall already because it sits right on the tidal marshes, but it's spending a lot of money to raise the seawall. San Francisco's iconic Embarcadero also has a seawall. It's very old, and voters just approved a bond measure of, I think, something like close to $500 million. That seems like a lot of money, but that's kind of like just a down payment to reinforce and raise the height of the Embarcadero seawall. And there are lots of communities along San Francisco Bay that are also preparing to fix their levees or raise their levees to prepare for higher storm surges that they anticipate in future years.
And Manila, I mean, we're talking about very different cities. Manila has twice as many people, 14 million, I believe, and a lot fewer resources. What are they doing, if anything, to head off sea level rise?
Yeah, Manila faces this other problem. Manila, especially along the coast, along Manila Bay, there's been a lot of groundwater extraction. And so as a result, the land has begun to sink pretty steeply. And so just as the seas are rising, just as you have sea level rise, you've got the land sinking, becoming really like a soup bowl. So already these low-lying areas have seen years of chronic severe flooding. And, you know, they've tried to do some similar things. You know, in some places, they've tried to build a seawall. In other places, the city officials have just tried to raise the roads in order to, you know, get it above the sea level. So what happens if you live along the side of the road? Well, you've got to raise your house. So people have had to pay out of their own pockets, you know. Fairly poor people, struggling people, have had to pour cement and sand on the floors of their small houses to kind of keep up with the level of the road. So I saw just how both individuals and city officials are really struggling to figure out how to cope with this.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Somini Sengupta is the international climate reporter for the New York Times.